Hello everybody, I am Claire, I am also from France, and I am going to talk about multi-criteria assessment of cropping system prototypes, including energy crops. So as you probably know, there are many agricultural feedstock which are candidates to produce biofuels. There are crops, which can be annuals, pluriannuals, perennials. They can be dedicated to energy production, or they can be multiple purpose crops. Crop residues can be used as well. But the use of agricultural feedstock to produce bioenergy causes heated debates, which make multi-criteria assessment needed. Miscanthus giganteus is considered as one of the most promising feedstock in Northern Europe to produce second-generation ethanol. Indeed, Miscanthus is expected to produce high yields combined with low input requirements. However, to date, Miscanthus potential has been mainly studied in experimental conditions, which has two important limits. First, there is a risk of yield overestimation. And second, Miscanthus has been mainly compared to other crops at the crop scale, whereas in commercial conditions, crops are embedded in cropping systems. And in our view, cropping system is a relevant scale to compare crops, since they stand for very different lifespans and they stand for different short and long-term rotational effects. Our study aimed therefore at designing and comparing different sorts of energy cropping system prototypes, and we had a special care using commercial yields. Our work was based on a case study located in center-east France, in Burgundy, and we combined two steps. First, we designed cropping system prototypes with the help of a design workshop. The workshop gathered local experts from extension services and cooperative societies, and scientific experts. Experts were asked to design prototypes resulting in low greenhouse gas emissions and in low local environmental impacts. They were asked to design two prototypes, one prototype including Miscanthus, called JIG, and one prototype without Miscanthus, called MIX. And prototypes were compared to the cropping system mostly used in Burgundy, called REF, which is based on rapeseed, winter wheat, and winter barley. Cropping system design included the design of the cropping sequence and of the management of each crop. Models were used to assess yields. For all crops but Miscanthus, we used a cropping system model based on local expert elicitation. I will give more details about Miscanthus yields on the following slide. Crop management and yields were used to calculate several indicators regarding environmental, energy, and economic criteria. I will come back on that later. So a few words on Miscanthus yields now. Miscanthus has been only grown in the studied area since 2009. Therefore, expert elicitation was not possible, and on-farm yield data were only available for young Miscanthus. So we combined on-farm yield data, here on the left, with a model describing Miscanthus long-term yield trends, and we built three scenarios: an average scenario, an optimistic scenario based on high yields, which are in fact close to experimental yields, and a pessimistic scenario. Our first result is the prototypes themselves and their logic. The prototype JIG was targeted by experts for areas with environmental stakes, such as water catchment areas. It is based on three energy feedstock: Miscanthus, alfalfa, and winter wheat straw. For alfalfa, only stems are used for energy production. Miscanthus and alfalfa were associated by experts because, as perennial and pluriannual crops, they were seen as crops with low input requirements and environmental benefits. They fill 80% of the cropping system. Other crops are annual crops, which are commonly grown in the studied area. And there is another legume, winter pea, which is included to deal with the high carbon-nitrogen ratio of Miscanthus residues. Nitrogen fertilization is reduced on crops following legumes. Prototype MIX aims at keeping a significant part of food or fodder crops. Alfalfa is included again. Other energy feedstock are winter wheat straw and maize. In addition to alfalfa, another legume is also included, winter pea, and again, nitrogen fertilization is reduced on crops following legumes. Prototype JAG here resulted in a sharp reduction in greenhouse gases emissions of 75% compared to REF. Two categories of emissions were strongly reduced: indirect carbon dioxide emissions, which are mainly related to fertilizer production, and direct nitrous oxide emissions, which are related to fertilizer use. Emissions varied only slightly according to miscanthus yields. Prototype mix resulted in a reduction as well, but in a lesser extent. Besides greenhouse gases emissions, prototype sustainability was assessed thanks to several indicators. We estimated energy cost to assess pressure on fossil resources. We estimated as well nitrate losses and pesticide use to assess the risk of water pollution. We estimate seminate margins as well. And capacity of prototypes to produce energy was defined as the mean energy efficiency weighted by the ratio of energy crops in the cropping system. Capacity of prototypes to produce food or fodder was defined as the mean agronomical efficiency weighted by the ratio of food crops in the cropping system. Prototypes were compared to REF, for which indicator were set to 100%. For indicators in green, a prototype is better than REF if the indicator is lower. On the opposite, for indicators in purple, a prototype is better when the indicator is higher. On that basis, prototypes included miscanthus performed better regarding energy cost, nitrate losses, and pesticide use. On the opposite, seminate margins depended on miscanthus yields. They are close when miscanthus yields are medium, while JAG performs better for high yields and lower for low yields. But bear in mind that high yields here are close to experimental ones. Regarding seminate margins again, comparison with mix gives similar results. And for other indicators, mix is not as good as JAG, but is significantly better than REF. Prototypes including miscanthus have a better energy capacity, even when yields are low. On the opposite, mix maintains a significant food and fodder production. So on the whole, except for seminate margins, the prototype including miscanthus performed better. However, the mixed cropping system resulted in low environmental impacts, low greenhouse gases emissions, and low energy cost compared to the reference cropping system, while producing energy and food. Moreover, such a cropping system is much more flexible, which can be also interesting for farmers. So we therefore believe that both prototypes should be assessed at the supply area scale to identify potential synergies between them. Such a complex study includes uncertainties, especially for recently studied crops such as miscanthus. However, it can be used as a discussion tool for local stakeholders when they are planning cropping systems, including energy crops. And it can also help defining research priorities. For instance, it would be necessary to improve the estimation of miscanthus yield in commercial conditions and to study how it affects profitability. It would be also relevant to include soil carbon storage in the estimation of greenhouse gases emissions to get a greenhouse gases balance. Thank you for your attention.
We have time for questions.
For how many years have you seen this greenhouse gas production? Like, is it every year you see a 75% increase, or is it over that 22-year period of study you saw a 75% increase in greenhouse gas?
First of all, we have not measured them. It's an estimation, and it was made on the whole duration of the cropping system, and then calculated by year.
Have you have you shared these results then with the group that helped create them? Have you had this discussion? And I'm curious about the thoughts of the stakeholders.
Yes, we had a discussion with them, with some of my colleagues here in the room, and they reacted on misconscious yields and estimate that the optimistic scenario is really optimistic. And what they also said was about the flexibility of both cropping systems, that the cropping system with misconscious is very not flexible and that it can be hard for farmers to adopt such a cropping system.
Okay, let's thank Claire again.